Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dell Unser. Batting second. The second baseman, Jack Brohmer. Batting third. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Buddy Bell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marcelino Lopez. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Marcelino Lopez. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting third. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Dell Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Taylor moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Fosse for a passed ball. Taylor scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Ray Lamb now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground for an out. Freehan moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Willie Horton. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Northrup now playing left field. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is called out on strikes. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 0 for 1 in the game. Unser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brohmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Northrup. Brohmer reaches second base with a double. Unser moves to third. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 0 for 1 in the game. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Unser scores. It's 2-1, Indians. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 1 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to second for the out. Brohmer moves to third. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 1 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamb fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Unser chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Unser. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles strikes out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Frean hits a fly ball into left field. Lowenstein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamb covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Lamb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamb is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Unser hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brohmer hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Unser. Rodriguez reaches second base with a double. Stanley moves to third. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. Rodriguez scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman bunts towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Brohmer covering, for the out. Brinkman moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Chambliss is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 2 in the game. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Frean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frean is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Frean hits a pop-up towards first. Chambla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rodriguez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Duffy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Ray Lamb. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Del Unser now playing center field. Tommy McCraw now playing right field. Vince Colbert now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Unser strikes out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brohmer for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Chambliss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 3 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline is hit by the pitch. Coleman moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Joe Staton pinch runs for Al Kaline. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Coleman scores. Taylor moves to third. Staton moves to second. It's 4-2, Tigers. Tom Hilgendorf now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to home to get Taylor. Staton moves to third. Freehan moves to second. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss fields it and throws to home to get Staton. Freehan moves to third. Cash moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Farmer now pitching. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stanley hits a pop-up towards the mound. Farmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing left field. Jim Northrup now playing right field. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 0 for 3 in the game. Lowenstein strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson pinch hits for Ed Farmer. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.